Amen. We're going to hear from God's word in the Bible now, from Matthew chapter 3.
In those days, John the Baptist came to the Judean wilderness and began preaching. His message was, "Repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near." The prophet Isaiah was speaking about John when he said, "He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way for the Lord's coming, clear the road for him.' John's clothes were woven from coarse camel hair, and he wore a leather belt around his waist. For food, he ate locusts and wild honey. People from Jerusalem and from all of Judea and all over the Jordan Valley went out to see and hear John. And when they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to watch him baptized, he denounced them. 'You brood of snakes,' he exclaimed. 'Who warned you to flee God's coming wrath? Prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God. Don't just say to each other, "We're safe, for we are the descendants of Abraham." That means nothing, for I tell you, God can create children of Abraham from these very stones. Even now, the axe of God's judgment is poised ready to sever the roots of the trees. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. I baptize with water those who repent of their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I am not worthy even to be his slave and carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He is ready to separate the chaff from the wheat with his winnowing fork. Then he will clean up the threshing area and gathering the wheat into his barn, but burning the chaff with never-ending fire." Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you," he said. "So why are you coming to me?" But Jesus said, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires." So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling upon him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy." This is the word of the Lord.
Right, when Jesus came to John the Baptist and said that he wanted to be baptized, John the Baptist said, "No, I don't want to do this." He said to Jesus, "Surely I should be baptized by you, not the other way around." Why on earth did God's Messiah have to be baptized? And Jesus didn't really answer him at the moment, except to say to him, "This is the right thing to do. This is what God requires of me, that I should do this." Now, I don't know about you, but when I was in my teenage years, many, many years ago, okay, not that long, who was that? When I first thought about getting baptized, that was my reaction. Yeah, I wonder if there are other people who are like that here today. Maybe some of you are still reacting like that. You're saying, "Not me. No, let other people do it." I mean, I'll tell you what my problem with baptism was as a teenager. It was that I kind of understood that if I got baptized, then what that meant was that I was letting Jesus take control of my life. That being baptized was saying a huge yes to Jesus. And I thought, well, if I say yes to Jesus, I don't know what he's going to do with me. I think my 14 or 15-year-old self would be quite shocked to see me up here today. You never know what God's going to say. And lots of people said yes to John, but John, when Jesus told him what to do, his first reaction was to say no. And if that's how you are with Jesus today, in anything in your life, well, you're in good company. You know, don't think you're the only person in this church who is like that. Lots of people are like that. And we've all been there. And sometimes we think God's saying, do this, and we don't want to do it. And sometimes we know that we need to give our life to Jesus, and it's right that we should be baptized. And sometimes we come up with reasons to say no. Sometimes people think, oh, I don't like doing things in front of people. Yeah, it's difficult. Some people say, well, I don't like having to read a testimony. Well, there's things we can do. And sometimes people think I'm afraid of water. And I know for some people that's a real issue. You know, many, many years ago, I baptized somebody. In fact, in a short time, I baptized two people who had a real fear of water. One of them was praying one night, and she said to the Lord, Lord, you know I really want to be baptized, but I'm afraid of water. And she said, it was like she heard this in her voice saying, who says? And she thought, I'm not afraid anymore. And it was a wonderful answer to prayer. And on the day of her baptism, life was great. The other person eventually came to the conclusion that she was telling people that she believed in Jesus and she loved Jesus and she wanted to follow Jesus. And she said, even though I am terrified of water, I can't say no. I can't tell people I'm going to do whatever Jesus tells me to do if the first thing that he tells me to do, I say no to. We often want to say no to Jesus. But, the next slide, please. Jesus said, yes. And eventually, John the Baptist agreed that it was the right thing to do to baptize Jesus. He didn't understand quite what was going on. And often when we get baptized, we don't really understand what is happening. Sometimes people get into this pool and amazing things happen. And it's very obvious. Sometimes people go into this pool and what is going on appears to be so wonderful that they just don't want to get out. Is that true, Mariam? Yeah. At the end of Mariam's service, I had to whisper in her ear and say to her, Mariam, I think you really do need to get out the pool now. Because God was at work in her in such an obvious... But sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. But when we are baptized, we're saying one big yes to Jesus. Jesus says a big yes to us. He accepts us. There isn't time, it's the right place to go into all of the Bible reading from Matthew 3, but did you spot that bit where John the Baptist says that God can take stones and he can raise up new children for Abraham? God can bring people into his family. And God is looking for people to come and to know him and to love him. And in baptism, we're saying not just, I want to be baptized for myself, but I want to be part of the great big family of God. Go to the next one, please. It's a white flag of surrender. That's what it felt like for me when I got baptized. And when John the Baptist was going around baptizing people, he said to them that you've got to be practical about this. People would come to him and he'd say, well, you know, if you've got stuff to share, you need to share it. You need to be content with what you earn. You need not to be greedy. If you've got authority over people, you mustn't take advantage of them. Now, we don't need to be perfect to come into this, so that would disqualify me, and it would have disqualified Karen, and it would disqualify all of us. But we are saying to the Lord, Lord, I want to learn what it is to follow your ways. I want to learn what it means to be your child. And when John the Baptist eventually said yes to Jesus, he was saying yes to a story that then he was only just beginning to understand. That Jesus would do incredible things. That Jesus would call people to follow him as his disciple, to learn from him. That Jesus would call people, and in the end, he would die on that cross and he would rise again. And he calls people to come into his life. Can we have the next picture, please? And as Jesus was baptized, the dove comes down from heaven. And Jesus is full of the Holy Spirit of God. A while ago, we had some children from a school here, and we hadn't filled up the tank, but we'd opened it, and they were looking, and I was telling them about this, and I was showing them the picture on the stained glass window. And this child put up his hands, and he said, "Has that ever happened when you baptize somebody?" And I said, "Well, I haven't actually seen a dove, but I have known it happen in the pool, that people are just so full of a sense of God's presence. They just know God is there. They know that God is surrounding them. They know that God is loving them." And as Jesus is baptized, this voice says, "You are my son." In that translation, it says, "You bring me great joy." Or in other translations, it says, "I'm well pleased with you." And as we go in here, as we say yes to Jesus, God says his big yes to us. And as later on, the early church were thinking about what had happened to them, they realized that what had happened to Jesus was the same thing that was happening to them. That God's Spirit was in them, and God's Spirit was showing them that God was their Father, and that we are his children, and he is pleased with us. You know, sometimes people say, "Oh, I'll wait until I'm good enough." You'll wait forever. It doesn't work like that. We come to God because he loves us, because he accepts us. And yes, there's stuff in our lives that needs to be sorted out. But it's better that it be sorted out with him than us trying to sort it out without him. And the next picture, please. And I put this picture just because it's a picture of somebody looking happy. God looks at Jesus and he is happy with what he sees. Do you know what Jesus says? He says that there is joy in heaven over one sinner who turns to God. And today as we come, yep, we confess that there's stuff in us that needs to be changed. There's stuff that needs to be made different, but we turn to him. And we know, because Jesus told us this, that there is joy in heaven today because of what Karen is doing. So in a few moments, it's going to be Karen's turn to be baptized. If you've been baptized already, we'll pray for Karen this morning and remember your own baptism. And thank God again for all the wonderful things that he's doing in your life. If you haven't been baptized as a believer and you want to say a big yes to God today, then come and have a chat with me after the service and we'll see what we can do. We'll talk through about making that happen. At the last service where Marion was baptized, I have been told by independent witnesses that Karen was looking intently. And we think it's because the Lord was speaking to her at the time. And I said at the end of the service, "You know, come and speak to me." And Karen came and spoke, and here we are today. So today we're celebrating. Jesus is alive. He's risen from the dead. He's been through the waters. Not just this water of baptism, but the waters of death that this symbolizes. And he's here. And he's with us today.